the government is committed to developing the nation's most valuable asset, its people. For the 2017-2018 financial year, several initiatives will be implemented to do just that. Chief among the measures is the implementation of the second phase of the Income Tax Reform Initiative. Effective April 1, 2017, the personal income tax threshold will be increased from $1 million to $1.5 million.
Under this $1.5 million threshold, 397,083 persons, almost 400,000 persons of that entire PAYE cohort of taxpayers will now be exempt from paying tax. This was a promise we made, and we are proud to be able to deliver on our promise.
Opening the 2017-2018 budget debate recently, Mr. Shaw outlined that the government's income tax reform is in keeping with the paradigm shift from direct to indirect taxation and ensuring that the tax net is widened in an equitable fashion. Both the Finance Minister and Prime Minister Andrew Holness continue to encourage members of the public to use the income tax relief on initiatives that will enrich their lives over the long term and help stimulate economic growth. The education sector continues to be positioned as the vehicle through which Jamaicans of all walks of life will be empowered to realize their true potential. While considerable amounts have been earmarked to develop the early childhood, primary and secondary education sectors, the government in this financial year has also taken steps to foster increased participation at the tertiary level. Finance Minister Audley Shaw announced that the Students Loan Bureau, SLB, is to reduce interest rates on pay-as-you-study loans for students pursuing specific programs.
Therefore, on a pay-as-you-study loans, interest rates will be lowered from 9.5% to 6%. On postgraduate loans, interest rates will move from 13% to 9.5%. For study in areas like maritime and logistics, agriculture, engineering, and ICT, interest rates will decline from 9.5% to 6%.
The focus on these specific sectors, the finance minister added, is part of plans to steadily grow the workforce in industries tapped for growth over the long term. In addition, the HeartTrust NTA will in the 2017-2018 fiscal year accelerate its training program for unattached young people, giving them a second chance to acquire marketable skills. All 63 constituencies will be targeted this year, with an initial 100 persons being trained in each constituency. A key component of the growth agenda is empowering the most vulnerable in society to achieve their educational and social aspirations. A commitment to this objective was demonstrated in the 2017-2018 budget with several reforms aimed at strengthening the social safety net. The finance minister outlined that the allocation to the government's flagship social welfare initiative, the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education PATH, has been increased by $3.68 billion from the last budget. The increase will see more funding being channeled into the school feeding program.
A total of $4.75 billion has been allocated to the Ministry of Education to provide a hot meal for 5 days per week and increase the value of the lunches. That is to say, the nutritional content and value of the lunches will be improved. This is the largest increase which has been made to the PATH school feeding program in recent times.
The value of cash grants provided to PATH beneficiaries have also been increased.
An additional $1.9 billion representing a 40% increase in budgetary allocation has been provided for the PATH conditional cash grants. This additional sum will allow the Ministry of Labour and Social Security to provide a 30% increase in the rates to PATH beneficiaries with effect from the 1st of April 2017.
The Finance Minister also outlined that work will be done during the course of the new financial year to review the efficiency and effectiveness of the social safety net and assess the impact of PATH benefits on improving school attendance. The government remains committed to achieving the targets set out in its growth agenda and continues to implement reforms geared at empowering citizens and fostering economic growth, all part of plans to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.